Nothing from Stewart. Lee shook his head. Longstreet grumbled. The Federals are closing in. I have no new information. When Stewart comes back, if he does come back, which he will eventually, if only just to read the Richmond newspapers, you ought to court-martial him. And will that make him a better soldier? Longstreet paused. He said, All right. What will? Reproach, I think. I must let him know how badly he has let us down. Longstreet chuckled. He shook his head, gazing at Lee. Yes, by George, maybe. Reproach from you? Yes. Longstreet grinned widely. Might do the job. But me, I'm no good at that. Different men, different methods. Docile men make very poor soldiers. Longstreet grinned wryly. An army of temperamentals. It isn't an army. It's a gentleman's club. My God. Remember when old Powell Hill wanted to fight me in a duel? Right in the middle of the war? And you ignored him. You did exactly right. Yep. He might have shot me. Lee smiled. His heart rolled again, a soft thump, leaving him breathless. Longstreet was grinning, staring off toward the road, did not notice. Lee said, One new item. I have confirmed some of your man Harrison's information. The new commander is definitely George Meade, not Reynolds. The news is carried in the local newspapers. Longstreet reached inside his coat, extracted a fat cigar. You can trust my man, I think. I sent him into Gettysburg last night. He said he saw two brigades of Union cavalry there.
Last night?
I sent you a report. Lee felt a tightening in his chest. He put his hand to his arm. He said slowly,
General Hill reports only militia.
It's cavalry, I think.
Longstreet chewed, spat. Where there is cavalry, there will be infantry close behind. Whose troops?
John Buford. Longstreet meditated. Meade's coming fast. Looks like he's trying to get behind us.
Yes, Lee thought. The direction does not matter. Fight him wherever he is. Lee said, We have an opportunity.
Longstreet chewed, nodded, grinned. Yep. Objective was to get him out of Washington and in the open. Now he's out. Now all we have to do is swing round between him and Washington and get astride some nice thick rocks and make him come to us, and we've got him in the open.
Take the defensive. Not again. Lee shook his head. He pointed to Gettysburg. He has been forcing the march. The weather has been unusually hot. He will arrive strung out and tired, piece by piece. If we concentrate, we can hit him as he comes up. If we ruin one or two corps, we can even the odds. He was again breathless, but he bent over the map. Longstreet said nothing. He's new to command, Lee said. It will take him some days to pick up the reins. His information will be poor. He will have staff problems.
Yes, and he will have Washington on his back urging him to throw us out of Pennsylvania. He has to fight. We don't.
Lee put his hand to his eyes. He was fuzzy-brained. Longstreet loved the defense, but all the bright theories so rarely worked. Instinct said, hit hard, hit quick, hit everything. But he listened. Then he said slowly, That move will be what Meade expects.
Yes, because he fears it.
Lee turned away from the table. He wanted no argument now. He had been down this road before, and Longstreet was immovable, and there was no point in argument when you did not even know where the enemy was. Yet it was good counsel. Trust Longstreet to tell the truth. Lee looked up, and there was Traveler, led by a black groom. The staff had gathered, the tents were down. Time to move. Lee took a deep, delighted breath. "Now, General," he said, "let's go see what George Meade intends."